You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Good Sunday morning. Good Father's Day. Good to have you joining us today here on Breakout Radio Church. And those of you that also are joining us on Facebook Live, Gene and I want to welcome you and say we are very, very thankful and grateful that you are with us today here at Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I are delighted to have you, and we are in the process of getting everything going here. Thank you very much, Ian. And Ian Kieber's working with us. Gene, it's good to be here today. We had a last minute correction we had to make.
That happens, doesn't it?
It does. We just want to welcome everybody on this Father's Day to Breakout Radio Church. And we're going to pray and believe for a wonderful time. It's good to have, it's good to welcome all of our new members. We do have some new members that we want to welcome, as well as everyone, as well as those that may be visiting here at Breakout Radio Church. I want to welcome Adriana from Pasadena, Texas, Roseanne from Fort Worth, Texas, Amy from New Columbia, Pennsylvania. I want to welcome Stephanie from Irving, Texas, Lisa from Rockwall, Texas, Sarah from Bognor Regis, United Kingdom, and James from Escondido, California, Daniel from Oxford, Alabama. And if people would like to be a part of Breakout Radio Church, be a member, we'll tell them how they can do that. Well, it's Father's Day. Thank you for the wonderful card that you gave me today and all those wonderful words that you shared with me. It's good to be here today, isn't it?
It is, and I just want to honor you today as my husband and the father of my children and the grandfather of my grandchildren. And I just say that you have set a path for all of us to follow, and not only for our biological children, but our spiritual children. And I believe that that will continue for generations to come. Yeah. I just want to honor you today for your faithfulness.
Well, thank you very much, Gene. I'm so honored by your words and by the way that you've honored me over the years, and I'm grateful. So, well, it's going to be a good day. We're going to pray.
It's going to be a great day.
We're going to agree that the will, plan, and purpose of God is going to be done here at Breakout Radio Church. Welcome those of you that are joining us on BPN Radio and BreakoutRadioChurch.com. BPNRadio.com and BreakoutRadioChurch.com. And I would encourage you to go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com because it's there that we have members of our team. Just go to the meeting room, and we have members of our team that's ready to pray with you, ask, answer any questions. You might want to leave me a message on the board there. And you can also get some other information about Breakout Radio Church. So Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement here on this Sunday morning, Father's Day. And of course, this program will be replayed every day this week at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Texas time and on Facebook Live throughout this day. And we just pray the anointing of your Holy Spirit will come and minister in a very special way. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Gene. I love you.
I love you.
And we love everyone that is joining us here on this Sunday at Breakout Radio Church. And, of course, we started this month, we are celebrating the first anniversary of Breakout Radio Church. And we birthed it last June out of a vision that the Holy Spirit placed in our hearts to reach out to those who need a pastor, a church. We're a church without walls, a translocal church consisting of members in many different geographical locations, 23 states now. and over in six nations. And as I said, if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we'll give you that opportunity. And we are so very, very thankful. We want to pray for those of you that we have several pastors and ministers who are members of Breakout Radio Church. We just want to bless each of you pastors as you prepare to minister to your congregation today. We love the local church. We believe in the local church. We have spent 50 years ministering in the local church, but Breakout Radio Church is for those that, for some reason or another, do not have a church or a pastor. And but we want to pray and bless you pastors and those of you that are ministering in many different places. I want to pray for my grandchildren, Hunter and Taylor and Megan and Brock Gentry, four of our Gentry grandchildren who are ministering in Cambodia this month. We want to pray for them and bless them. So, Father, we pray for our Gentry grandchildren ministering in Cambodia, and we want to pray for those pastors and those that are pastors who are members of Breakout Radio Church that are leading this congregation. We also want to pray for the services of those who will follow us here on this Sunday morning. Church in Clewiston, Florida, New Harvest Church, Pastor Chuck Pelham, Bishop Tony Miller, and the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. And we want to bless Pastor Lawrence Neeson and Destiny Church in Oklahoma City. Those three services will follow this one here on this Sunday morning. We want to bless all of you dads. Say Happy Father's Day. And we just want to open this service with praise and worship. Father, we just praise you. Almighty God, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you and love you. Would you just praise him and honor him with me? Father, we praise you. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. And we are so thankful today for our salvation. We're thankful today for the Holy Spirit. We're thankful today for a place to live and food to eat and clothes to wear and water to drink. We're thankful today for this internet radio station and our members that we have in many different geographical locations. We're so thankful for the privilege of being able to broadcast on BPN Radio. We're thankful for those who support this ministry. We're thankful for those members who support Breakout Radio Church with their tithes and contributions. We're thankful for this day. Thankful, so grateful. And we just praise you and honor you, and we worship you, Lord, for all of your blessings. And we just want to thank you and praise you and let you know how much we love you today. And we just worship you today. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. May you be high and lifted up at Breakout Radio Church. We honor you with hands raised and hands lifted. We are so grateful. We worship you. Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you've done. But Jesus, we worship you this morning for who you are, lifting up holy hands to a holy God today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the will of God be done in this service. The will of God be done in our lives today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. So we are so thankful for you fathers. We bless you right now. And I want to pray a special blessing upon you fathers. I just want to say thank you, God, for these fathers. So thankful, so grateful. I'm going to play a song today for those of you that have a father that's alive. And I have a couple of songs that I want to have Jim Wagy and his band, one of my spiritual sons, Jim Wagy from Kansas City, and his band. They have a couple of songs I want them to sing today. Songs written by my spiritual son, Jim Wagy. And the first one talks about honoring your fathers that are alive. And so I'm going to play. I want to Jim Wagy and his band to sing this song right now. I trust it'll be a blessing to you.
come and gone since we've said goodbye. And Father's Day is so different, sometimes it makes me cry. The memories I still treasure in my heart and my mind. The good outweighs the bad, and they have stood the test of time. I've got your cell phone number, I've called it once or twice, looking for some answers and needing your advice. There's been some tears throughout the years, many nights I've prayed. Now I'm doing so much better, it's taken years for me to say. So if you can, and while you can, tell him what he means to you. Forget the things you can't undo. Love him like you'll never see tomorrow. Break out picture, show some love, and take some time to give him hugs. And love him while you still have the chance. And on this Father's Day, love him while you can, for those of us who can't. I remember special times just like yesterday. I hope that you can see me and where I am today. I've needed you more than ever, been hard to let you go. What I miss the most is you're not here to see your grandkids grow. So if you can, and while you can, tell him what he means to you. Forget the things you can't undo, and love him like you'll never see. Picture, show some love, and take some time to give him hugs. Love him while you still have the chance. And on this Father's Day, love him while you can. For those of us who can't, I've lost my way some days without you here. And in my forget the things you can't undo. Love him like you'll never see tomorrow. Break out picture, show some love, and take some time to give him hugs. Love him while you still have the chance. And on this Father's Day, love him while you can. For those of us who
thank you very much. Jim Wege and Band from Kansas City, Missouri. And just a song written by him, by Jim Wege, talking about love your dad while he's alive. And I trust that those of you that have your dad is alive, you'll take time to honor him and to give him a call or have a meal with him today, whatever it may be. Father, I pray blessings upon everyone whose father is alive, that they will take this opportunity to honor their father, which is the first commandment with promise. I ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And now I'm gonna have Jim Wege and his band to come back and sing a song for those of you that have lost their dad. Jim lost his dad about 10 years ago. And he wrote this song right after his father died. And I know that there are those of you that sometimes dread Father's Day to come around because your dad is gone. He's no longer with you. I told Gene yesterday, I said, I miss my dad. He's been in heaven now for about 17 years, but I miss my dad. And for those of you that miss your dad, and for those of you that that are maybe grieving or sad because your dad is gone, I just want to Jim Wege to come and sing this song, and then I'm going to preach my Father's Day message to you that the Holy Spirit has placed on my heart. Thank you very much, Jim Wege and Ben, for these two Father's Day songs. And we pray again for those that have lost their father. Their father's no longer here today. We just pray the comfort of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Here's what it says. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. If you honor your father and mother, one translation says, things will go well for you and you will have a long life on the earth. You know, if I was Satan and I wanted to destroy a nation, I would do just what the devil is doing now. I would attempt to destroy the influence of fathers in this nation. I would do my best to destroy the effectiveness of the father and destroy any effect of fathers or influence they may have in this land. I would use every means possible to diminish the importance of fatherhood or the importance of fathers being in the home. I would attempt to create a society where men marry men and women marry women, and children grow up confused because they live in a home where a woman is called their father. I would try to create a gender-neutral society, a genderless society, would call homes without a father a normal home. If I were Satan, I would do just exactly what he is attempting to do in this nation, deceiving a nation into believing that a home without a father is natural, it's normal. We're witnessing a pandemic right before our very eyes in America. 41% of children today are being born out of wedlock without a father in the home. 41% of children in America do not live in a home with a father. And yet the news media is trying to declare this normal. It's not normal. 15 million families in America are without a father in the home. One out of every three children in America have no father in the home. Where have all the fathers gone? When I was growing up as a boy in Comanche, Oklahoma, I never knew anyone in my class that did not have a father in the home. But today, you know, many men are just using women for breeding purposes without taking any responsibility. Many leaving their wives and children to live with another woman or another man. Many refusing to take any responsibility for the livelihood or training of their children. Many of these children have never known their father, as was the case of one of my spiritual sons, former boxing champion Evander Holyfield, who was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame last Sunday. When I went to help preach his father's funeral, he told me he never knew his father, who his father was, until he was 21 years old. And when I went to help preach his father's funeral in Alabama, he did not even bear his father's name. We are living in a fatherless society that is being induced by a liberal media and by satanic forces that want to take away the influence of the dad. If we ever needed a restoration of fatherhood in America, if we ever needed a spiritual awakening among fathers, it is now. And so I'm here today to give special honor to fathers and grandfathers, spiritual fathers and grandfathers. And I am here to tell you that we are to love and honor our fathers. Why? Because the blessings in our life comes from the Father, the biological Father and the spiritual Father. I was taught early on to honor my dad, to respect my dad. I eventually discovered that I needed to honor him because the blessing comes from the Father. And we are suffering in America today because we are a nation without a father. So many have no father. And when you have no father, you have no name, you have no identity, no heritage, no inheritance, and no true brethren. Because the blessing comes from the Father. And it's been so throughout the ages of time. God the Father blesses Abraham. As we discover in Scripture, God the Father blesses Abraham and then causes him to be wealthy and fruitful. Abraham recognized that the blessings came from his father God. So God blesses Abraham because Abraham honors his father. God says to Abraham in Genesis 22 and 18, "In your seed all the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." So God blesses Abraham. And then he blesses his son Isaac. Isaac comes to recognize that the blessing comes from his father. So Abraham blesses Isaac, and Isaac blesses Jacob, and the blessing chain begins. I begin to discover in life the power of the blessing of the Father, and the blessing of the spiritual father. You know, I grew up in a loving home with a father that loved me and loved my mother. One of the greatest contributions that a father can give to his children is to his children to see that he loves their mother. He respects their mother. He supports their mother. And so I grew up in a loving home with a father that loved me, loved my mother, and most of all, loved God. He served the Lord until he died at the age of 92. I went to sit at the hospital with my dad when he was dying. I took a break and went to my car to get something I needed. While I was gone, he went to heaven. When I went to see him at the funeral home, I sobbed my eyes out, and I still miss my dad. My dad and I had a special relationship. I know that sounds crazy because he hardly ever played ball with me or ever took me fishing. He never attended one of my ball games. I grew up playing ball, football and baseball and basketball, but my dad never attended one of my games. He never took me to a theater. He never bought, he never did a lot of things that fathers may do with their dads, but he encouraged me. He loved me. And a father is to provide counsel and wisdom and understanding. And my father did not do a lot of things with me that maybe normal fathers do. But he did give me provision and counsel and wisdom and understanding. He prayed for me. But most of all, I had a dad who believed in me and was willing to support my dreams. One who believed that I could fly and supported me in flying. One who affirmed me and always told me what great exploits that I was going to do in life. Always sharing and affirming me, never criticizing me, but telling me all the wonderful things. And so what we need today is a father. Not just a father who will buy us a car or sign a note for a loan. Or make a down payment on us a house, put a roof over our head, food on our table, pay for education. But we need a father who will encourage us and bless us and support the gifts that God has given us and the dreams that God has put in our heart. And my dad always encouraged me, although he didn't play ball with me or attend a game with me, he always encouraged me to follow my dream. I remember when I got out of high school, my dad purchased a service station, and I worked with him, pumping gas and fixing flats. And he had a dream that one day that I would own that service station in Comanche, Oklahoma. But I did not have that dream. I had another dream. And he dreamed that I would live in Comanche and operate the service station and purchase a home there. But I had another dream. And so one day, my friend Jackie Whitehead and I started driving because I had a dream that I wanted to work at a radio station. And I'd worked at a radio station in high school. And my eighth grade English teacher, Mrs. Bicknell, had talked to me about being a radio announcer. And I knew that that's what I wanted to be. I knew that my dad had a dream that I would own the service station, following his footsteps, but I had a different dream. I wanted to be a radio announcer. I wanted to be a disc jockey. And so my friend and I, Jackie Whitehead, we started driving, and I would we would come to every town that had a radio station, and I would go in and say, do you need a radio announcer? Do you need a disc jockey? And finally, a little town in Hobart, Oklahoma, needed a disc jockey, needed a radio announcer. So I went home and told Jean, and she supported me. And I told my dad that I was leaving. I was not going to help him operate the service station. I did not want to be a service station operator. And I wanted to be a radio announcer. I wanted to be a sportscaster. And I remember one day
a man coming, a salesman coming by the service station, and he said to me, my son just graduated from a radio, a school of radio and engineering in Dallas, Texas, and he's now on the leading radio station in Oklahoma City. And I would listen to him, and I would say, I can do what he does, and that's what I will do. And so I told my dad, I'm leaving. I'm going to go, and I'm going to pursue a radio career. And Gene supported me in that. So I went off to radio school. Gene stayed with my parents sometimes because we did not have enough money for her to go and stay together. I just rented a little room near the school, and I would go home from time to time. And Gene made the sacrifice of staying with my parents and her parents until I was able to graduate from radio school. But my dad supported me. I said, I'm going to go to radio school. I'm not going to work here at the radio, at the service station with you. So he sent me money every week, $15 a week, to help buy me food and help support me so I could go out and I could work at a radio station. And he was proud of me working at the radio station. But then God called me to preach. And one day I told him that I was leaving the radio station and I was going to go out in ministry. And he said, well, how are you going to make it financially? And he looked at me a little while with some concern, but then he said, no, I'm going to support you in ministry. And a father is needed to support their son, not just what he expects them to do, not just how he expects them to live, but a father needs to give affirmation to their son. And so he began to do that. And when I started the ministry, I did not have very many places to preach, but we would go to a store or go out in public, and my dad would introduce me as the world's evangelist. He would say to a proprietor of a store, hey, I want you to meet my son, Dale Wayne. He is a world's evangelist. And I was not a world evangelist. I was just getting started. But my dad was affirming me and confirming and supporting me and telling me how great I was. One of the last times my dad ever heard me preach, maybe the last time, was in a suburb of Oklahoma City. And when I got through ministering, my dad came and he was crying like a baby. And I said, Dad, what is wrong? He was putting his arms around me. And he said, son, I don't have anything to leave you. I don't have an inheritance to leave you. And I only have a car, an old car, but I don't even own my home. And I'm living with your sister, and I'm just thinking today I don't have any money in the bank to leave you. And I said, Dad, you don't realize it. I mean, it's not about leaving me houses and land. That would have been okay, but the greatest inheritance that you could have ever given me is praying for me when I was a boy. You prayed with me, the will of God be done in my life, and you told me there was a purpose in my life, and you told me stories of when you were a boy and how my grandfather supported you and loved you and prayed for you, and you put dreams in my heart. And that is more than enough. And so we must understand that a father is one that walks through the wilderness, goes through floods and storms and tornadoes and fires and loneliness and sleepless nights, endures sickness and disease, misunderstandings, persecution, so that he can leave an inheritance not only to his children but his spiritual sons and daughters, digging out a well of blessing they can drink from, not just leaving them houses and lands and cars, but leaving them an inheritance, a blessing, supporting them and telling them that they can do it, they can make it, and they're looking good. So we need biological fathers in our lives. And I just want to encourage you fathers to be the godly father that he has called you to be, and for you sons and daughters to honor your biological father. And also, we not only need biological fathers in our lives, but we need spiritual fathers in our lives. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 14, verses 14 through 17, the New Living Bible said, for even if you had 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, you only have one spiritual father. For I became your father in Christ Jesus when I preached the good news to you. Another translation, the New King James Version, says, "For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you not only have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I've begotten you through the gospel." The Phillips translation says, "I don't write these things merely to make you feel uncomfortable, but that you may realize facts as my dear children. After all, you may have 10,000 teachers in Christian faith, but you cannot have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I'm your spiritual father through the gospel. That is why I implore you to follow the footsteps of me, your father. I've sent Timothy to help you in this, for he himself is my much loved and faithful son in the Lord." And he will remind you of those things, those ways of living in Christ, which I teach in every church to which I go. The Living Bible says, "For although you may have 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, remember you only have me as your father, for I was the one who brought you to Christ when I preached the gospel to you." The Message Bible says, "I'm not writing all this as a neighborhood scold just to make you feel rotten. I'm writing as a father to you, my children. I love you and want you to grow up well, not spoiled. There are a lot of people around who can't wait to tell you what you've done wrong, but there aren't many fathers willing to take the time and effort to help you grow up. It was as Jesus helped me proclaim God's message to you that I became your father. I'm not, you know, anything you to do, anything I'm not already doing myself." And when Paul speaks to the church in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, he is speaking to the root of their problem. The Greek word for instructors here is pedagogus, which means boy leaders, a boy leader. He's saying we have 10,000 boy leaders, but not many fathers. One of the results of a fatherless church is oppression, a family without a father, a family without a father who suffers financially, socially, psychologically, and spiritually. And not only a family that does not have a biological father, but does not have a spiritual father. Elisha did not just automatically receive the blessing of his spiritual father, but it's happened as he continued to walk with him, as he continued to serve him. And I want to say today, there is no bond on this earth like the bond between a father and a son, a father and a daughter. So we need the blessing of the biological father and the blessing of the spiritual father. It took me a long time to discover the blessing of the spiritual father because I was not taught about spiritual fathers. I grew up in the loving home of a biological father, but then I discovered the blessing of the spiritual father. And that happened to me in 1994 when I was ministering in South Texas for a man by the name of B.B. Hankins, and Gene and I were leading a revival there. And as he got up to lead the service before I came up to minister, the Holy Spirit just took a needle and thread and sewed my spirit to this man of God who became my spiritual father and my spiritual father in the faith. And he began to speak into my life. He began to encourage me. I began to go to him for counsel and for prayer, and I began to serve him because I've learned that the blessing comes through serving. And as I began to serve this man of God, then I began to receive the blessing. And God had taught me the blessing comes from the Father. And then I began to realize that I had a spiritual father named B.B. Hankins, who also was going to teach me the way. And so I had a biological father, and I had a spiritual father who began to speak into my life. And as I would honor them and serve them, then God would begin to bless me. And I began to realize more than ever before the blessing of the Father that comes into our life. And so I believe today that I'm a product of so many fathers that have laid their hands on me in my life. I believe I'm a product of the men that would come to minister for my dad and would father figures that would lay their hands on me in response to my dad's request, and they would lay their hands on me and bless me. My my spiritual father when I was called to preach, Carl Alcorn, and I would have him to lay his hands on me and bless me. The man that I was called to preach under, Prophet David Wilkerson, the night that I was called to preach, I had him to lay his hands on me and bless me. My pastor now, who is in Fort Worth, Texas, Bob Nichols, I've many times I've had him to lay his hands on me and bless me. My Austin pastor, Bill Hart, many times I've had him to bless me. And the man that I was called to preach under, Carl Alcorn, I remember before he died that I drove all the way across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and I had him to lay his hands on me. He didn't even have the strength to raise his hands and put them on my head. I said, Brother Alcorn, I want you to bless me one more time because I know the blessing comes from the Father. And he put his hand, I took his hands and put them on my head, and he prayed for me and spoke the blessing upon my life. So I know today that I'm a product of the Father's blessing. And you today that are attending Breakout Radio Church, you can be blessed today by the blessings that comes from the biological father and the spiritual father in your life. And I'm so thankful for the biological kids and grandkids that I have today, but I'm so very, very thankful for the spiritual kids and grandkids that I have in my life today. And I speak a blessing upon each of you today, and I'm asking God to bless you in Jesus' name. And I pray right now for all of you fathers and grandfathers that you would take time to affirm and confirm and encourage your children, your grandchildren, your spiritual kids, and your spiritual grandkids. And tell them that they can do what God tells them they can do. They can go where God says they can go. They can have what God says they can have. They can be what God says they can be. They can start what God says they can start. And they can finish what God says they can finish. We need more examples today of fatherhood. We don't get it on television today. Most fathers are represented as men who don't have enough sense to come out of the rain. Not since Michael Landon and Little House on the Prairie have we had true examples on television of a father. And so today, we need fathers. In 2002, when my spiritual father died, I woke up the next morning very, very sad, because I realized this is the first day of my life that I've not had a father or a spiritual father. And I felt so empty, and I wept, and I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, son, you go be a father. You be a father to the fatherless. You be a father to those, a spiritual father to those that don't have a father, a grandfather to those that don't have a grandfather. And so I've tried to give my life many, many years now, particularly since 2002, of not only being a biological father and a grandfather, being a spiritual father and grandfather. And I encourage you out there today to affirm your sons and your daughters. Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days and 40 nights with these words ringing in his ears from his father. This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. And many of your sons and daughters are just looking for a word of affirmation, a word that says to them, I'm proud of you, son. I'm proud of you, daughter. Why don't you go and be that today? And I want you sons and daughters to honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you. You may live long on the earth. Take this opportunity today on this Father's Day to let them know how much you love them and appreciate them, your fathers and grandfathers, spiritual fathers and spiritual grandfathers. And I pray today for you, and I pray for this fatherless generation. children that are growing up without the influence of a father, without the training of a father, without the correction of a father. I pray for this generation. I pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, for a spiritual awakening among dads. And there will be men that will rise up and teach other men how to love their wives. They will rise up and teach other men how to love their children and to train their children and to confirm and affirm their children. I ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I pray today for those of you that are not a Christian. I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. If you don't know the Lord, or you don't have the assurance of your salvation, or maybe you've gone far away from God, maybe you're disappointed in God being a father to you, this is an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. The Bible said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved," and I want to give you an opportunity today to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. With your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for giving me eternal life today. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to do my very best to be a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you've said that prayer, take your family to a local church, if possible, on Sunday mornings. If you don't have that opportunity, you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. If you don't have a church or a pastor, and if you are attending this church at breakoutradiochurch.com, there's a membership link right there. You can click on it, or you can go to bpnradio.com. There's a membership link. You can click on that, fill out the information, and become a member of Breakout Radio Church. Put you on our membership list. I'll pray for you. And almost every day and night, I take the names of the members of Breakout Radio Church, and I call your name in prayer. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. I want to be a help any way that I possibly can. I want to give you an opportunity this morning to give. Breakout Radio Church is supported by your tithes and contributions. And it's good to have here in our ministry center today one of my spiritual sons, Ian Kieber. He's going to come and he's going to share with you about giving today and give you an opportunity to give.
Wow, thank you so much, Pastor Dale. What a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day message and a great message for us to remember all year long, all day long. The responsibilities of a father run great. But what a privilege it is to be a dad myself, and just want to thank and wish Pastor Dale a spiritual father to myself and to my family also. Just a happy Father's Day. And so for those of you out there that it's on your hearts to give to this ministry, we just thank you so much for our monthly contributors. And for those of you that are looking to give, it is such a blessing to give that you're, you know, we pray, God, we pray thanks for all of those who tithe into this ministry. God, we just pray multiplication, that their seed be multiplied, Lord, that whatever they give today, be multiplied in their household and throughout their families, Lord. That the fathers out there, that they teach their kids that to have an open hand of giving is so much better than to receive, but it's through giving that we do receive so much, Lord. We just thank you all for all of those tithes and offerings. And if you want to make a contribution to Breakout Radio Church or to BPN Radio, go ahead and head over to bpnradio.com. If you want to give electronically or through a debit or credit card, scroll down to the bottom of the page where there is a donate button that you can click on, and it'll allow you to pay through PayPal or to use your debit or credit card. Very simple process. If you prefer to pay or to tithe or to give with a check, you may make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries, and that's at P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas, 78709. Again, that's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas, 78709. So once again, just want to thank all of you for your listening today, and we'd love to hear from you. Another reminder that if you'd like to read Dale's book, God Assignments, he's written a wonderful book that definitely gives some great direction that anyone can enjoy. And you can get a free copy of that at www.godassignments.com, and that just allows you to input your email address and download the electronic version of that book. And gosh, we'd love to hear from you also. So if you would like to reach out to us, something in specific prayer, you can also email breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com and let us know you're out there. Let us know who you are. We sure appreciate all of our listeners, and just want to wish all of you a very happy Father's Day, and just say thank you so much for all that you do. And Pastor Dale, just thank you again for all that you do for all of us out here and for that wonderful message once again. And Jean, just thank you for being a spiritual mother as well. And we know that the household is a place where all of us, you know, we glean from. And I loved your message about fathers. If you don't have one, go be one. You know, if you don't have a father figure in your life or somebody who's influencing you as a father, you know what? Go be with that father that you don't have to someone else. So thank you so much, Pastor Dale.
Thank you very much, Ian. Ian Kieber, you're a wonderful son. And thank you for giving today. And, well, Gene, I love Ian, don't we?
He's a wonderful son. Yes, we do. He's a blessing
in his life.
Ian Allison, a blessing.
Working with us here at BPN Radio. And so thankful for all of our church members today.
Yes, we're
honored. I mean, this is a different type of church.
Yes.
We've been in the ministry 50 years, been married for 56 years, been in the ministry 50 years, but this is a different season.
It is. And we're in a new season.
Yeah. And to think that we can be a blessing to so many, many of our church members that live in so many different places.
Yes, that's our heart, is just to be a blessing.
It is to be a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And I want to just take a few moments. We just have a few moments. Want to say happy Father's Day. And just want to bless some of you fathers that are members of our church. I want to bless John from Ajax, Ontario, Canada. Happy Father's Day. I want to bless Kip from Bloomington, Indiana. Happy Father's Day to Pastor Jim from Guymon, Oklahoma. Happy Father's Day to Roy from Lubbock, Texas. Happy Father's Day to Eugene, Holiday, Texas. I want to say a happy Father's Day to Doug from West Palm Beach, Florida. Happy Father's Day to Glenn from Edmond, Oklahoma. Happy Father's Day to Pastor Dave from Kerrville, Texas. Happy Father's Day to Ken from Gig Harbor, Washington. Happy Father's Day to Charles from Madison, Alabama. Happy Father's Day to David from Fleming Island, Florida. Wow, all these fathers. Happy Father's Day to Eugene from Oklahoma City. And also to you, Robert, from Netherlands, Antilles, Netherlands. That's a long ways off. And happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to you, Roger, from Vero Beach, Florida. Happy Father's Day to you, Michael, from Collinsville, Oklahoma. And we don't have time to wish everybody, do we?
No, but we want to say happy Father's Day to all of you out there.
Yes, we do. And we do. Father, we just speak a blessing upon all of the fathers that are listening here today are joining us on Breakout Radio Church. Very thankful, and we're very grateful in Jesus' name. We also want to take time to pray for our president, who is a father and a grandfather, President Donald Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence, who is a father. We want to bless these men that are leading our nation. We know they have major responsibilities, and we bless them right now. And Father God, we ask that you bless them in Jesus' name. We pray for all of the pastors across America, different parts of the world, that are ministering to their congregations today as they preach to the fathers. We pray for the fathers that are with their families today. It will be a wonderful time with them, and children that will not have their fathers, as we prayed earlier, children that will not have their fathers with them, but we bless them anyhow. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, it's been a wonderful day. We want to say to those of you that have been attending the service today through Facebook Live, we want to speak a blessing upon you and thank you for joining us today. And this program will be, this church service will be replayed throughout the day on Facebook Live, and you can tell your friends. Well, our time has come and gone. And we just want to bless everybody that's been attending church today.
Yes.
And just want to say to you, have a wonderful day. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. So God bless you as you go out, and have a wonderful day today.